on digital radio, on the app, on your smart TV, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Football in January.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
Welcome to the Sportscast, January 3rd, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio, which you can listen to us 24/7. You can also check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS, and also go to our website, thesportscast.net, where you can see all the news and you can see the podcasts and also the live radio. It is the first show of 2024. And join us, Dan Madden, all the way from Northeast Ohio. Happy because the Browns have clinched the playoffs. Welcome back to the Sports Guys. Happy New Year.
Yeah, good way to bring in the new year. Happy New Year, everyone.
Dan, how was your holiday? How was your Christmas? How was your New Year?
Yeah, everything was great. I had a good time with the kids and, you know, enjoying it. A three-year-old and two-year-old, so Christmas was a fun time. And my son has imagination, and he loves wearing a Santa costume. So you could see my Facebook feed and wore a Santa costume to a New Year's Eve party we went to, and I said, son, Christmas is over. He says, no, it's not. It's not Valentine's Day yet, so apparently we've got a couple more months of the Santa thing. So,
yeah, hey, man, Christmas is so special now that, you know, sometimes it begins after Halloween, so it's definitely getting very almost an all-year affair, but hey, Christmas is good, very positive. A lot going on this past weekend, a lot of clinchers. Obviously, your Browns clinched for the they did it in 2022. I don't think they did it last year, I believe. But you went to the game. Tell us your experience over that.
I tell you what, it was a playoff atmosphere. I mean, the Browns fan, I mean, just to experience it and being there, I mean, it was so surreal. I mean, they pretty much had the game won in the first half and, you know, towards the end of the game, looked around even all the way up to the nosebleed. No one was leaving because they wanted to experience the end of the game and just seeing Flacco come out with his family and the city just went nuts. I mean, Njoku, I guess there's videos out there. He was doing shots in the tailgate lot with fans afterwards. I mean, it was a big party in Cleveland for sure, and it was something I'll never forget being there.
Yeah. The Browns defeated an easy – was an easy win against the New York Jets. It was 37-20, and, you know, Joe Flacco had a great game. Once again, he was crying. You were saying he was talking about his family or something, or
he brought his family out at the end of the game for the interview, that, you know, all his kids and his wife. So it was just neat to see him walking up close and personal with his family, you know, to see them there, and, you know, for where he came a month ago, sitting on a couch throwing the ball to his kids, to having four straight games for over 300 yards and leading the Browns you know, to a playoff. Pretty cool. Yeah, there it is.
And there's some evidence that Dan was at the stadium for the Browns clinching the playoffs. Something we could have not guaranteed earlier at the start of the season, right, Dan?
No, I mean, you saw that, you know, Chubb went down, and, you know, immediately you're thinking, well, there goes another season for the Browns, and, you know, Watson went down, and then a lot of offensive line went down, and they've just been battling injuries all year long, and they next man up mentality and getting Flacco, and they've just been clicking, and, you know, I really think there will be a force in the playoffs, and, you know, I don't think people really want to play them right now.
Dan has said something very interesting. We'll go into the playoff scenarios. They've clinched. Obviously, now it's going to come down to heating, and then we'll talk about that more towards the end of the show. Of course, everything has to go through Baltimore now, but we'll talk about that later. Dan has experience with that. Dan, are you ready to recap week 17 of the NFL?
Let's do it.
Let's get this party going. Let's go into the first game. Detroit, Dallas on Saturday evening. Cowboys defeat the Lions 20-19. Dan, the game was notable for a penalty on the Lions' 2-point conversion, which led to the loss. Detroit wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown finished the game with 6 receptions for 90 yards and the final touchdown of the game. And Dan disappeared again. Well, this was a very controversial play. The was but he so the touchdown was disallowed. Dan, your thoughts over this controversial call from the refs that Detroit did not get that touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, that was clearly there's been video evidence that came out that showed Decker reported. I mean, there's memes going out, you know, this is what happens when my wife's trying to talk to me. You kind of look the other way and move on. So, I mean, it clearly, the refs supposedly got demoted. So obviously there's issues there and unfortunate for the Lions.
Very unfortunate with the Lions. Texans defeated Tennessee 26-3 in their final regular season home game. The featured the return of 2 key players. One of them was C.J. Stroud. Stroud threw for 213 yards, Dan, and 1 touchdown in his return from a concussion.
Yeah, no, definitely it shows how Stroud is important to this team. You know, he was a leading candidate for the MVP before the injury, and he showed his talent this week.
Quite something. We'll see if Houston makes the playoffs or not. The Chicago Bears defeated the Atlanta Falcons 37-17 in Soldier Field. Justin Fields threw for 268 yards and a touchdown and rushed for 45 yards and another score. Khalil Herbert also had 18 carries, Dan, for 124 yards and a touchdown and 2 receptions for 5 yards.
Yeah, Fields had a good game, and I mean, he's making a statement, the reason for the Bears to keep him. I mean, they do have the number one pick, so it'll be an interesting offseason if they try to move away from him or stay with him. Personally, I think they need to stick it out and get him a supporting cast to make a run next year.
Dan texted me during this game, the Ravens beat the Miami Dolphins 56-19. Ravens are solidifying who is the best team, not only in the NFL, but also in the AFC. The Ravens defense intercepted Tua twice and sacked him 3 times. Dan, Jackson threw for 5 touchdowns and 321 yards, and his perfect passer rating helped the Ravens win, and they get the AFC that clinched it.
Yeah, no, I had invested interest cheering for the Dolphins like you did, trying to get the Browns to get a home field game, but it didn't happen. I mean, the Ravens are clearly the best team, and I would say MVP for sure. I ran away with that this year and earned his money. I mean, I guess it was money well spent that the Ravens paid for him for sure.
Yeah, and the question is, should they rest them this weekend when they play their final game of the season? I will rest them, get a nice 2-week break. Anyways, let's go to Tampa. The Saints beat the Buccaneers 23-13 in Tampa. The game had many divisional and playoff implications, Dan, including a chance for the Buccaneers to secure their 3rd consecutive NFC South title. But they did not. They were denying. One thing that they had with the Saints with Juwan Johnson, tight end, saw a team-leading 12 targets and turned them into 8 catches, 90 receiving yards, and 1 touchdown. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, you know, it was a good game. I mean, it's a toss-up now. Who is it a toss-up now? Who's going to win the division?
It is a toss-up, and we'll discuss that towards the end of the show for sure.
Yeah, so that was a big game right there, and New Orleans and Carr got it done.
And Ravens actually play Pittsburgh this weekend. Hey, why not rest, you know, not get hurt? New England. Bills beat New England 27-21. New England actually scored a touchdown, I think, in the first drive or the first kickoff, I believe. But the Bills beat them. Bills tallied 281 yards of total offense, but his defense forced 4 first-half turnovers. Bailey Zappe went 16 of 26, Dan, for 209 yards with 3 interceptions for the Patriots. The Bills improved to a 10-6 and can lock up a playoff spot with some help Sunday. Interesting scenario with the Bills, but your thoughts over this win?
Yeah, no, I think it was a little closer than most people probably thought. You know, the Bills were improving, so I really didn't think it was going to be a close game. And, you know, Zappe played well, and it'll be interesting. Everyone's talking, is Belichick going to get fired come next Monday? So that'll be the talk next week.
That'll be a first. That's interesting. We'll see what happens in a week from now. Black Monday, they call it. Yep. Or sometimes on Sunday, Black Sunday can happen that day. So we'll see what happens. Let's go to the Eagles. They lost against the Arizona Cardinals. Dan did not predict the Cardinals to win. The Cardinals' offensive performance was dominant. Why? Because Kyler Murray threw for 3 touchdown passes. And James Conner rushing for 128 yards and 2 touchdowns. Dan, this Arizona team is looking pretty good. Kyler's saying, I want to keep this job.
Yeah, no, he's playing for his job too. I mean, he's been looking sharp, you know, since he's been back. And, you know, Philadelphia's got some serious problems right now. I mean, starting off the season, you know, with only 1 loss, and they've had a stretch of losses. And their defense, I mean, the secondary, they can't stop the run. Offensively, I mean, the play calling, just seeing online, the Philly fans are relentless. I mean, they're not happy with the offensive play calling, paying all this money for a quarterback for little draws at the end of the game instead of throwing it, and time management. And, you know, the coach at the end in the interview saying, you know, oh, you know, we're making the playoffs. There's a lot of teams that want to do that. So his comments aren't helping them. So but I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to have issues in the playoffs. They're not the same team as last year.
Eagles are definitely dipping at the wrong time. Let's go to Jacksonville. One of the most handful of blowouts in week 17. The Jaguars defeated the Panthers by a score 26-0. Jaguars running back Travis Etienne, Dan, finished the game with 102 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns on 16 carries, causing the Panthers owner David Stepper to throw an item, food, to the crowd. He gets fined. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, bad year all around for Carolina, and it's coming out of the frustration of the owner dumping beer, I think, on opposing fans. I mean, just a bad look. I mean, I think he's having a lot of resentment, not getting Stroud and everything else he's doing, and he's just showing his frustrations by doing that. And they fined him $300,000 for a billionaire. I mean, that's like, you know, $3,000 to him, maybe suspend him for attending games or something like that for a punishment. But just a bad look for the Panther organization.
Poor Panthers. We'll see what happens in the offseason. Did they need a coach? And do they need a quarterback as a question mark that they have to figure out? Not us, Dan. We don't have to figure that one out. The Colts beat the Raiders 23-20. The Raiders were hot after beating the Chiefs, but they could not do it in Lucas Oil. Jonathan Taylor ran for a season-high 96 yards and 1 score. Minshew fooled the Vegas defense with a 58-yard touchdown pass at 3rd-and-1, and the Colts used 2 late defensive penalties to put away the Raiders 23-20 and on the precipice, Dan, of their first playoff berth since 2020.
Yeah, no, I mean, Minshew's been looking great pretty much all year. I mean, big surprise story right there. And, you know, that long pass at the end of the game, I mean, that was pretty. And, you know, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. They could be a force.
Don't sleep on the Colts. And guess what? If the Colts meet the Ravens, Dan, the Colts have beaten the Ravens in Baltimore before. this season.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be a game to look at.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Giants Stadium where the Rams beat them 26-25. At one moment, everyone in the sports cast thought the Giants can win this, even though they're out of the playoffs, but they do it for pride. The Rams' Kyren Williams running back ran for 87 yards and three touchdowns, while Williams finished 20 carries for 87 yards and three touchdowns in the victory. They needed this win, Dan.
Yeah, no, I mean, they did. You know, I guess they still have a shot, you know, now, but
Rams, I think they're pretty much in. Maybe they have to win this weekend, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
All right. And the Giants definitely had a bad season. Their kicker, Mason Crosby, who used to play for the Packers, Dan, he missed a field goal at the end to win the game. Not enough, but we'll see what happens with those pesky Giants. The Niners went to the Commanders, predicted as we thought. They beat Niners beat the Commanders 27-10. Brock Purdy had a tremendous performance. The Niners offense took the field first with Aaron Banks active and John Feliciano at left guard. Kyle Shanahan ran behind Feliciano and Christian McCaffrey for 9 yards. Purdy was 22 of 28 for 230 yards and two touchdowns. Easy layup, right, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good game to have scheduled for a bounce-back game for the Niners, and Purdy kind of show what they are. And, you know, Purdy was getting flack all week. You know, people coming out, he's a game manager. He's not as good as you know, everyone says. But, you know, he looked good, got a lot of weapons around him. And I still think, you know, they will make a good playoff push for sure.
Let's see what happens there. Let's go to Kansas City. They had lost terribly against the Raiders, but this time their Cincinnati Bengals, which I consider them a rivalry for Kansas City, because the Kansas City has beaten the Bengals has beaten the Chiefs there before. But this time, Chiefs, no, we got to win because or else things will get complicated by week 18, and they did 25-17. The Chiefs' offense relied on their defense, and Harrison Butker, great kicker, 6 field goals, Dan, to score 18 points. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, they did win the division, and, you know, they have their smiles and stuff, but I think deep down they know that there's still issues. I mean, to rely with Mahomes and Kelsey and everything else, and you're relying on your kicker to kick 6 kicks and the defense to stop people, I just really don't feel that the Chiefs, unless they figure something out on offense, that they're going to be able to get past the first or second round. And I think they can lose round one.
Hey, the other AFC teams are liking that. The Steelers keep their playoff hopes alive, Dan. They beat the Seahawks 30-23. Not G. Rushed for a season high 122 yards and bullied his way into the end zone for a pair of touchdowns. And the Steelers kept their playoff hopes alive in week 18 with a 30-23 win over Seattle.
Yeah, like I said, Rudolph saved Christmas last week, and I mean, he continued to carry on and to this week. And I tell you what, I mean, if they would have went when Pickett went down, if they would have went with Rudolph, I mean, who knows? They would have, you know, maybe a one of some of those games. I mean, the instant offense. I mean, this is a team that was struggling offensively, and Rudolph just gave them a spark. And with the spark, you're able to open up the running game. So yeah, it'll be. You're saying there's a chance for the Steelers.
And we'll look at the scenario towards the end of the show. Of course, a lot of my Steelers fan friends were saying, yeah, Rudolph is the man. They like Rudolph. But we will see what Mike Tomlin's lifespan looks like after this weekend. The Broncos defeated the Chargers 16-9. The game was more of a defensive battle, with the Broncos holding the Chargers below 10 points and preventing them from scoring a touchdown. The Broncos special teams unit also played a key role, stopping a fake punt on fourth down and blocking a field goal in the fourth quarter. We saw Jared Stidham, as you see on the screen. He was playing again. He was starting instead of Russell Wilson, who is sitting out because of a contractual issue. But ugly win, but they did it, the Broncos.
Yeah, definitely ugly win, but like they say, a win's a win, and you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens here next year. I heard that Russell Wilson would like to come back to Denver, but it'll be interesting to see them making that move, you know, when they
Yeah, we'll see what happens. A lot of discussion there, but we'll see what happens. Easton Stick, the Chargers quarterback, finished with 222 passing yards and 24 of 38 passes. I don't think he'll replace Justin Herbert anytime soon. Let's go on New Year's Eve, last game of the season, of the regular season in 2023. The Packers defeating the Vikings 33-10. Packers started the game quickly with quarterback Jordan Love throwing three touchdown passes and running for a score. Love completed 24 of 33 passes, Dan, for 256 yards, three touchdowns, and zero interceptions.
Yeah, he had a big game. I mean, I think it was a statement game for him. He's been somewhat up and down. I mean, not some people are sold on him for the future. Here, some aren't. So it'll be interesting if they decide to still keep him. I think they will for another year. I mean, he's been in the system for 3 years, but really hasn't been in the system per se as a starter. So I think they'll give him another year.
Love shined, but also running back Aaron Jones did too. Rushed for 120 yards on 20 carries. And receiver Jaden Reed caught six passes for 89 yards. So great win by the Packers, Dan. I think they're for sure and the precipice of maybe, you know, building something there with Love, obviously, since the departure of Aaron Rodgers. So we'll see what happens in Green Bay. Let's go into the playoff scenario here. Who's clinched? Who's not? Ravens, Dolphins, Chiefs, Browns have clinched. Look like Browns, man. Looks very pretty. Comfortable for week 18. NFC got more teams clinched. The 49ers, Cowboys, Lions, Eagles, and Rams. In the hunt, Dan, these teams couldn't make it. You got the Jaguars, you got the Bills, and the Colts for the AFC. In the bubble in the AFC are the Texans and the Steelers. So we're talking about the Texans. They're in the bubble, but they're looking definitely outside in. NFC, we got Tampa Bay and the Packers. So that situation's interesting. In the bubble, a lot of more NFC teams, Seahawks, Saints, Vikings, Falcons. So this is the AFC scenarios. Miami can clinch the AFC East title, Dan, division title, with a win against the Bills. Jacksonville can clinch the AFC South division title with a win, with a Jaguars win, or a tie, or a Indianapolis-Houston tie, which we don't see a tie as much. That's really rare. Or they can clinch a playoff berth by tying or a Steeler loss, or Steeler loss plus Broncos loss plus Indiana, Houston, Indiana doesn't end in the tie. So a lot of different scenarios, but Jacksonville, if they win, they're in. Well, at least a tie.
Yeah.
Buffalo can clinch the AFC East title by beating the Dolphins, but they have not clinched a playoff berth. Look at that. They're in the hunt as well. So they have to tie Buffalo, or Pittsburgh losing or tying, Jacksonville losing or tie, or Houston, Indiana tie. So it's a must win against Miami. Miami just playing for the AFC East. So we'll see what happens there. Colts can clinch the AFC South division by winning plus Jacksonville loss, or Indiana tie plus Jacksonville loss. The Colts can clinch a playoff berth. They haven't clinched yet with a win. Or they tie, or Pittsburgh losing or tie. So Jacksonville needs to win. Buffalo needs to win. And Jaguars need to win just to make the playoffs. Houston can clinch the AFC South title by winning plus Jacksonville loss. So AFC South is a different scenario there. Pittsburgh can clinch a playoff berth. They can't clinch AFC North. We know that. They pretty much have to win and have the Bills lose, or they win but have the Jaguars lose or tie, or they'll have to win Steelers or Indiana or Houston, Indiana had to tie. Your thoughts?
Well, my head hurts for all those different scenarios, but yeah, a lot going on there for sure. You know, I mean, I think Jacksonville is going to get it done, and I mean, all the previews are that it'll be Jacksonville and Cleveland playing in the first round. I think that's a scenario that I think that's most likely.
Okay. Yeah. Houston Browns, you're saying?
Oh, Jacksonville.
Oh, Jacksonville and Cleveland. That should be interesting. Yeah. I think Jacksonville did play in
against
Browns, Cleveland. You know, All right. So we got one more scenario. The NFC. Dallas can clinch the NFC East division title by win. They just need to win, and they win it. Or a Cowboys tie plus Philadelphia tie, Philadelphia loss. Okay. They just need to win. Tampa Bay can clinch the NFC, which they play the Giants, Dallas. Tampa Bay can clinch the NFC South title, which we were talking about this before, if they win. When it's in, they're in. And if they clinch a playoff berth by a tie against Seattle, and that's it. And Philadelphia can clinch the NFC East title with a win. So they can win the NFC East, or the Cowboys can win the NFC East. No, they can't. I don't know. I'm kind of confused with that one. Green Bay can clinch a playoff berth by winning or a tie. Seattle can clinch a playoff berth with Seattle winning. New Orleans can clinch the NFC South by winning, or they can clinch a playoff berth by winning tie. A lot of wins or ties. And Minnesota can still clinch a playoff berth with a win and a Packers loss. So this is the most complex scenario for any team is Minnesota. So they depend on, of course, winning, but having the Packers lose. Plus Seattle, they're depending on Atlanta. You know, I'm a little hidden here, but I got a copy of it on here. Well, I can't pull it up now. Let me take off this banner. But Atlanta also a little bit complex as well. They have to, let's see here. They got to win, plus the Bucks losing. I think there's more action in the NFC, Dan. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, definitely a lot more different scenarios in the NFC, so it'll be interesting to see. I doubt there's going to be any ties. I'm pretty certain on that. So don't count on ties. It's one scenario that I don't think is going to happen. So whoever, you know, gets
yeah, exactly. Ties are very, I think there's only been one tie this season, and I don't remember which game. I think it was a Jacksonville game in Houston, I think. But there was one or no ties this season. So definitely a situation you do not want to depend on. Atlanta has the most, no, Minnesota has the most complicated one, I think, of all the teams. So definitely the Minnesota game, Green Bay game, and the Seattle game will definitely be games you should be watching. I recommend Red Zone to keep it up. All right, so there's another thing I want to show you, tiebreakers. Jacksonville is ahead of Colts in Houston. Okay, we don't have to worry about tiebreakers. It's a situation where it gets a little bit more complex. But there you have it, Week 17, NFC, AFC, all coming down to the higher, claim that seed. Dan, let's look at the big games. Who do you have between the Dolphins and the Bills? Bills at Dolphins. Who do you think? What do you think will happen there?
Yeah, so I think it's at home. I think the Dolphins are going to be out to prove something this week after last week. I mean, they had a little taste of their own medicine, getting blown out, getting 50 more points on them. So I think they're going to be able to make a statement and win that one. I know you'd like to hear that.
I love it. No, I think there's more pressure on Buffalo because they have to win to go make the playoffs. They're not, I mean, they could lose, they'll make it, but they'll depend on a lot of different issues. Like, they have had the right again for the Steelers to lose or Jaguars to lose. But if they win, they're in. So,
yeah,
tough situations. Yeah. And we could win the AFC East. We haven't done that since 2008 or 2001. So, anyways, Dan, we got a lot to go this weekend. Your thoughts before we head off into this beautiful day?
Yeah, it'll be a final good week. I think some teams are going to be resting their starters. That there's no reason. I think the Browns are going to be resting. Some other teams that have it in the bag are going to be resting. Definitely some good games, and excited to be a Browns fan in another playoff. We don't see too many of those here recently, so I'm looking forward to what they can put together here down the stretch.
Dan, there's one poll question before we go. What is a must drink with a straw type of liquid? The options are milkshake, soda, smoothie, or tea. Iced tea, I mean.
I would say milkshake.
I would say so too. It's hard to drink it straight from the cup.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones you can invite. So far, milkshake and smoothie are up in first and second place. 50%. You can vote on that on Twitter. Dan, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you, hey, how do you feel to be a Browns fan these days?
Yeah, well, you can reach me on X at Danimal2478 or Facebook, search Dan Madden.
And you can look us up at the sportscast.net website or the Sportscast One on Twitter, X, and Instagram. And of course, go download our app, the Sportscast for iOS. So definitely a lot going on this weekend. Looking forward to week 18. A whole lot of scenarios there, especially in the NFC. And we'll be live tweeting it throughout the weekend. Looking forward to it. Dan, it's always a pleasure. And I'll see you next week, right?
Yep. For sure. See you next week. Hopefully I'll figure out this new system and get it going. We'll do a test run maybe. So
yes. We are doing our show now on StreamYard. And Dan was doing well with Restream, but we switched over to StreamYard. There's more things to do there. So we'll see. We'll do a test run. But anyways, that's all she wrote. This is your update, and let's go Dolphins.